This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Police make a breakthrough in a Gall Hill murder. The BSTU wants measures immediately put in place to deal with violence in schools. A principal warns that the trend of violence in society is creeping into the schools. A parent rights activist supports calls for a special school for violent students. Thousands more to become skilled laborers as government extends its construction training program, and the DLP wants the housing minister to update the country on a number of housing projects. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Detectives in the Southern Division have made a breakthrough in the murder of Dominic Yard, who was shot and killed while driving through Gall Hill Christ Church on August 29th. They've formally charged 23-year-old Khalil Goodridge of No. 66 Hillside Road, Gall Hill, for the killing. In what was then the 33rd homicide for the year, Yard, who was known by the nickname Ted, was fired upon while driving along Gall Hill Road. His car then crashed into a route taxi and overturned. Residents of the area pulled the bleeding man from the vehicle, but by the time an ambulance arrived, he was dead. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, BSTU, believes that measures urgently need to be put in place to deal with violence in schools. BSTU President Marianne Redman yesterday visited the Alexandra School in St. Peter, where two 15-year-old students were involved in an altercation on Monday in which one of the boys was stabbed.
This violence in schools has to stop, and there must be measures put in place today, in fact yesterday, to address the situation. We do not want another death of any student or any support staff in any school system, in our school system.
Ms. Redman thinks the search policy commenced at the Alexandra School after the stabbing is one of the needed measures.
The fact of the matter is that the students should be searched given what transpired and given the retaliatory psyche that persists among students. And he instituted a search system this morning. There, however, was obviously not enough metal detectors. And so there was a line outside of the school. That matter, to the best of my understanding, is going to be addressed in short order.
President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Marianne Redman. Meantime, principal of the Alexandra School, David McCarthy, worries that the trend of violence in society is being brought into the school.
And I will want to say that it's more problematic here and less elsewhere. It is system-wide. We have a problem, a serious problem in our society with violence. A lot of it stems from in the community and comes into the school. And we are trying our very best to keep our school as safe as it can be. But we need the support of the community, of the families, to support us.
Principal of the Alexandra School, David McCarthy. Spokesperson for the group of concerned parents of Barbados, Paula Ann Moore, is supporting calls for a special school for violent children. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Ms. Moore sees the need for a suitable environment as an alternative for children exhibiting violent behavior.
Obviously, I'm not an education professional, but based on what I have seen obtained in other countries, sometimes there is a need where some children who have exhibited certain behaviors, sometimes they are indeed best served by being in an environment where they have the requisite counseling and therapy that they may need to address those negative behaviors, and while ensuring that their academic and other needs are being met. So I understand that the BSTU is calling for that kind of facility. So I would also endorse that call.
She also sees a societal threat that must be addressed urgently.
It is a wake-up call for all of us Barbadians, whether we have children or not, that the children are definitely demonstrating that there is a crisis, a societal crisis that is manifesting from the children right up to older adults, that we need to revisit what we're doing in society to ensure that there are mentors within the community, within the schools, to help families in need, to do what we can to minimize this specter of violence that is causing us, all of us, I think, a lot of sleepless nights.
Spokesperson for the Group of Concerned Parents of Barbados, Paula Ann Moore. Thousands of Barbadians are to be trained to work within the construction industry. Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland, says hundreds have already taken part in government's Construction Gateway training program. He was speaking during the opening ceremony of the Barbados Construction and Design Conference. Mr. Sutherland notes that recently there were claims that there's a shortage of skilled workers in Barbados.
This program was aimed at upskilling the population and providing a core of trained artisans to ensure a supply of skilled workers to fill the various construction jobs. And you know there's the buzzword out there saying we don't have enough labor in this country. To date, some 1,552 individuals have received training through the Barbados Construction Gateway Training Initiative across four intakes. With plans being on the way to extend the program for another year and with an additional three cohorts of individuals being trained, it is projected that a total of 3,984 persons will be trained by the end of the program, providing a ready supply of skilled workers for the building and construction sector.
He added that a database will be created to help people who are looking for reliable building contractors.
There's a concern that is continuously being expressed by entities, both in the public as well as the private sector, regarding the unacceptable levels of substandard work that is being delivered by a number of contractors in the sector. So those public sector entities involved in the construction of houses have therefore been advised to compile a list that identifies those contractors that have and can consistently deliver a good quality product. These will be compiled into a database and made available for referrals by interested parties. This concept would be similar to the Angie's List that we all know, which was originally developed to present a database of reviews for local services and now allows individuals to research for contractors for various home improvement projects.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland. Meantime, the opposition Democratic Labour Party wants government to update the country on a number of housing projects they've started.
Ongoing challenges with houses at Lancaster and St. James. Unfinished structures at Poles and St. John, now overgrown with bush. Poorly constructed houses in Chancery Lane, Christchurch, that have residents turning to legal recourse. The minister also promised houses at Colinton and St. John, and at Collington in St. Lucie. The minister also went so far as to enter into an agreement with Guyana to purchase 1,000 Guyana-made wooden houses in 2022. Where is Mr. Sutherland's updates on these projects? How much money has been spent thus far, and when can Barbadians expect to start to move into these homes?
Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on housing, Senator Ryan Walters. Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, or CEDEMA, Elizabeth Riley, said the region's housing sector continues to be significantly affected by natural disasters due to poorly constructed homes. Her comments came during the launch of CEDEMA's Safer Building Program, which aims at improving the region's building standards and promoting safer, more resilient housing construction practices. She's calling on people in the construction sector to follow building codes so more houses can be less vulnerable to natural disasters.
Much of the damage to the housing sector can be avoided. Repeatedly, the application of building codes was found to be inconsistent, and there was weak to no legislation in place to address safe building. Poor building practices were evident, as was the absence of sensitization to safe building practices. So, the Safe Building Program is really designed to be a game changer. The program recognizes that a substantial portion of our housing stock in the Caribbean has been built and continues to be built through the informal construction sector, which does not necessarily adhere to formal building codes and standards. The course provides training to experienced residential contractors and foremen so that they can construct homes in the Caribbean to the highest standards that are less vulnerable to natural hazards.
Executive Director of SEDIMA, Elizabeth Riley, recapping the headlines. Police make a breakthrough in a Gall Hill murder. The BSTU wants measures immediately put in place to deal with violence in schools. A principal warns that the trend of violence in society is creeping into schools. Parents' rights activist supports calls for a special school for violent students. Thousands more to become skilled laborers as government extends its construction training program. And the DLP wants the housing minister to update the country on a number of housing projects. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.